Jesteśmy w stanie Glory jako Wisła. Jesteśmy w stanie Oshane was Yeshua Falach. Okay. We also want to wish Refuah Shleima to the daughter of Avram Levitt, Esther, Bas, Sharona, and Mindy.
Thank you, Rabbi.
She has Refuah Shleima. She has going through the surgery still going?
Yeah, probably till around 11:45.
Okay, she has Refuah Shleima. Okay, we're up to question 13. That's packet Chavez supplement 2. The Tilas Hashem Siddur, that's a Nusach Ari. People from Chabad use this Siddur. So if you look in the Nusach of Hadlik there of Shabbos, it says, Asher Kedushon, Mitzvos of the Tzivon, Hadlik there, Shal Shabbos Kodesh. Now, where did that come from? So, in the Tikkuni Shabbos of the Arizal, we did two Tikkuni Shabboses. The idea of Kiddush between the sixth hour and the seventh hour is also from the Tikkuni. But this is the Fusfisa. This edition from 1822. It's pretty good. We got it. We found it in the library. But we get it. I forget if we got it. Yeah, Fusfisa. So it has here, look, on page 4, it has the Nusach. Asher Kedushon Mitzvot Tzivon Al Hadlokas Ner Shal Shabbos Kodesh. So we try to understand what is that all about, that extra thing of Shabbos Kodesh. So first, we have a Rashba. And the Rashba has a Chiddush. See, within the Mishnah and Shabbat and Brachas on Daf Yud Aleph on page 14, that says, "Welcome, Shalom LaHarich and Rosh LaKatzer." Right, when you have the bracha, if it's supposed to be a bracha arucha, you can't be mitkatzer. LaKatzer in Rosh LaHarich. So, this is what the Rashba says. So the simple shot is that you can't add words into a bracha. But the Rashba says not that way. He says, nearly the bottom line on page 16. To my dekatani, Mokim shomru l'katzer en rosho l'harech, Mokim shomru l'harech en rosho l'katzer, Lava mei meshein rosho l'katzer, it doesn't mean you can't add words. In other words, we don't find in Chazal that they were masakin the exact amount of words. Right, the Gemara tells us like general, you know, but it doesn't say the whole bracha, mila b'mila, because that's fluid. That's fluid. You can add, you can subtract. It's not a big deal. So what does it mean that you can't be katzer maharich? So he says it means is that to make a chasima. He says there's certain things that you have to say. Bris, Torah, you know, certain themes that have to be mentioned. But they didn't say exact words. So it means that certain things are Poseach Mabarach and Chosim Mabarach. Right? So if that is, if Adai Nir Sheinach Ponim Riboy Nusach, El Mabesh Shetubuchum Hu Sheesh Baruch Hashem Poschutz Baruch Chosmas Baruch. That's a Baruch Arucha. And some things are just Poseach Mabarach, you know, just Chosim Mabarach. So those things, in other words, like Baruch Hashem, Baruch creates. So if you want to say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kedem Achlam, Baruch creates, Baruch Atah Hashem, Chei Holam, you know, like add a thing at the end, you can't do that. Because if it's Poseach Mabarach, and Chosim Mabarach, you have to leave it that way. If it's only Chosim, not Poseach, or Poseach, that you can't tamper with. Whether it's, but to add a, you want to add a word, an extra word in, so there's a date. Which is fascinating. I mean, you need the Rashba, you need someone like the Rashba to say such a thing.
Rabbi, how does the Rashba learn the next line in the Mishnah, though? Because the next line in the Mishnah says, Lachtom, Ein Rashai, Shalom Lachtom, Shalom Lachtom, Ein Rashai, Lachtom. Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah, okay. Here. Now, one second. Well, let's see what it says. So that's why the Chasima. But then it could be, it's part of the same thing. Now, I just noticed here that they made this packet, they left out a page. Right, Ezra?
And then what page?
It goes from 2 to 4, right? You see that?
This is 22B?
Yeah.
Online it's there, it's just that they couldn't, the stabler from that you couldn't have it.
No, but in the Chazar packet.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's
yeah, it has it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Question 15.
Yeah, it's there?
Yeah.
Oh, so I don't have it.
Is it printed
here? I have the original. But, give me a second, I'll get the original. But when they made this copy...
What?
You know, I have it just... Here, one second. No, it's okay.
It's not nice, it's the mushroom one.
Give me 1 minute. Okay, but the thing that you have online has it?
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting that. That my.
No.
Or do you need a song?
Okay. Question 15. Tena middle of Sayyim, Birkas Sheva Brachas, Im Hamila Umatzliach. So there's a minhag to, you know, the Asher Bar Sasa Vesimcha Chasa Vakala, Sere Chasa Vakala, Umatzliach. Right, we just say Sere Chasa Vakala finished, right? The last bracha, the bracha chrisa. So he has here that you should do Umatzliach. You know, I guess it's a nice thing, Umatzliach. So what is that all about? So Ravadi Yosef has a tshuva here in Yabia Omer on page 19. It's part of the inyan of the bracha, so it shouldn't be having kol mochel chachili near sheyesh lefakpe kaze. Kev shekol rishon heviu niskas a bracha because of halig near shal Shabbos. So they're adding an extra word, and he brings from the minhag of b'samei chasen makal and matzliach. The Peshas of the Poskim, he says, Lo Nisker Atevas U'Matzliach. You can't have a Hefzik Ben Bracha L'Shtia. Masi Shekev Shat Tosef Zos Nilveis El Nusach HaBracha Eim is a Hefzik. It blends in. Is that, you know, you're not saying something, you know, Sameh Chasav Kala and something else. And we should go to the ball game. I don't know, something, I don't know, some random thing. Matzliach, that's part of Sameh Chasav Kala, Matzliach. Masik Shekeven Shatosefes of those Nilves of Nusach Mech Emzach Hashash Hefzik. Meshachosim Aram Betshuva Shanitim Yeshus Lehosif Tevas Benusach Shetiknu Chazal. And this is, so this idea works good with the Rashba. Kemu Vor B'chidushi HaRashba. Fiza kosher kim b'niyodin shetevus kodesh, ina tosefus shevach l'shabbos ein lo kosher, ina el tosefus shevach l'shabbos. So it fits in. According to the Rashi, you're allowed to do it. So therefore, it's not a hefsek because it fits in. And according to Rashi, you could add in words to the. You could add in words. Oh, so. So that's the Rabbi Omer says it's not a hefsek because it's the Rashba says you're allowed to do it. Oh, so now So we wanted to say a chiddush, and then I saw it in the Torah journal from Yagdil Torah of Chabad, a similar chiddush. That that the Ramei Arik, you know, the big question is how are women, you know, say kiddush Friday night if the husband already David Mariv, and if you hold a yotzei with tefillah, so now she's not going to be yotzei with the tefillah. So then, what's the So he's, Rabbi Arik says, well, she's Yotze with, so different answers, right? So one of the answers given is from Rabbi Arik in Bar Yosha, and he says, well, when she lights Shabbos candles, she'll be Yotze. Hadlik Ner Shal Shabbos. But the question is, the Rambam says that to be Yotze Kiddush Noraisa, you have to speak of the Shevach of Shabbos. Not just Shabbos, but the Shevach of Shabbos. And so where's the Shevach HaShabbos in the Hadlik Ner Shel Shabbos? And we said even the Tchinas we had, right? Avram Levin was looking and didn't find it. But I thought, and this person, the young doctor also says this, that if you say Shabbos Kodesh, so then you're speaking about the Shevach of the Shabbos. And Mela, so it could be Yotze the Daraisa with that. Okay, so that was the idea that we added on. Okay.
Maybe I saw it from Bashem Rav Nissim Karelitz. I don't know if we saw this, but that he said, the shot that we had said, that if you say good Shabbos, how to be Miyashir Mikivega, that saying good Shabbos, I think someone in the shir said it's like an honorable mention.
Yeah.
So he's, in Chutshani, he says that also.
Just, who said that? Avram Levitz said that? Yeah, so.
I don't remember what said, yeah.
I mean, by the fact that you're just mentioning the word Shabbos.
Right, just saying, right. He said, like, you don't say good Sunday.
Yeah. Right, but it's still a little difficult, you know. Because Shevach HaShabbos, so Mela, I mean, that's obvious. Why do you have to say Shevach HaShabbos? Just say Shabbos. Mashma Shevach HaShabbos that you have to add to some divrei Shevach. So, but if you have the Nusach of Lahavik Nirsh or Shabbos Kodesh, then it fits in well.
Also the Bi'alach, I think, definitely somewhere in the Mishnah Berurah, I think it was the Bi'alach, it's Mash. He learns that you need both Shevach v'Kiddush. There are two different things. So, L'chara, that would only be Shevach, not Kiddush.
Well, who says Shevach v'Kiddush?
Being the Rambam says L'chara Shevach v'Kiddush. So I think the Bi'alacha is Bidaik that it has to be Shevach and Kiddush.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, so now let's go to question 18. Tame Divrei Gemara L'Mokar Shetzorach L'Haski Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Kiddush. So that's the Gemara here in Sham Psachim and Kuv Yud Zayinim and Beis. It says, Amar of Achav Bar Yaakov, Tzarek Shuyaske Yitzis Mitzrayim B'Kiddush, Hayom. Ksiv Hachal Matizkor Es Yom Tzeis Chomer Tz Mitzrayim, Uksiv Zohar Es Yom. So it says Zohar, that's Kiddush, and Lamantizkor, and there it says Yitzis Mitzrayim, so the Gzer Shava, that has to be, you have to be Maskir Yitzis Mitzrayim and the Kiddush. So the question is, Michas Chinuch has the kasha, the whole discussion of the postgame of the men of Yotzei with the Avodah Shmoneh Esrei, the Yotzei Kiddush Daraisa, Lechor is difficult because Because there's no mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Shmoneh Esrei. That's what he writes here on the question on page 6. Please, any tama ma'or al achron or ma'im al gan avram because of the first Shabbos yotzi the kiddush ki al yain rav divrei sofer. That's the whole discussion. But he says the chora didi tamu ma'or kevin the nusach atfil shalol Shabbos enu maskim yitzias Mitzrayim. Vaday eni yotze min atar klal. Chor yina yotze. And I don't say, because there's no mention of it. And that's brought down the Bir Halacha quotes that. Ten Kushyos HaBir Halacha B'Shem HaMechas Chinuch. That's the same question. The Bir Halacha says he heard that it's in the Sefer Mechas Chinuch, right? So Shachna's point that I see that he didn't have a Mechas Chinuch. Shamati shebesefer mechas chinuch gam kein hifli bezeh al magan avraham. So shamati. This is the sequence. I told you, Rabbi Mandelbaum told me, Rabbi Berish Mandelbaum, who was a librarian here from 1948 to 1998, that the Chafetz Chaim used the Shoshan Library in Vilna. There was a library there that he got tzfarim from. But on the other hand, you don't know who wrote this Bir Halacha, because like Rav Shecht always points out, that Chafetz Chaim didn't write the whole Mishnah Berurah. He, like Rav Shecht said, he was the editor, and he wrote certain parts. In fact, Rav Shecht just mentioned recently, when he was here for Shabbos, that there's a manuscript of the original manuscript from the Mishnah Berurah, and someone was able to tell what was the Chafetz Chaim's handwriting, what he edited himself, and he said they have it in 770. They have this manuscript. And they were able to tell which parts were written by someone else and which parts were his handwriting.
It's building, they redacted it.
Redacted it, yeah. Remember Hechtel always likes to say, yeah. And Mendel's axe. They redacted it. The Chafetz Chaim's son-in-law was the Bochin here in Yeshiva. He lived on the west side, Reb Mendel Zaks. So the Maram Shik has an answer to this question, and he says when you say Shmona Esrei, so you say Birkas Kriya Shma before that. And in Birkas Kriya Shma is a mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And you're Asukim also Indian, meaning you're, you know, it's like one continuation. And he says, and fakert, based on this, it's better to be Yotze in Kiddush. Why is it better to be Yotze in Kiddush? Because the Yerushalmi says that you shouldn't. You shouldn't only mention the idea of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim is not only Yitzias, whenever you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's also Makas Bechoros and Kriyas Yamsuf. So when you yotze with Tefillah, when you yotze with the regular Kiddush Friday night, we say Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, Givon Over Harta, right? But we don't say anything more. But in the Shmona Esrei, the Birkas Kriyashma, you have Makas Mavir Bonav Ben Gizra Yamsuf, Bechorim Haraktov, Chochah Galtov, you have Makas Bechoros and Kriyas Yamsuf. So if I can, it should be better to have Kavanah to be Yotzei with the davening, because the davening also will include a good, a better Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim that also has Makas Bechoros and also has Kriyas Yamsuf. So that would be better. So again, so the Maram Shikha answers the Mechas Chinas Kasha that Asuki Mosu Inyan of Birkas Kriyashma. And therefore, he says, if I care, once you say that, it's even better. But Rav Gutman pointed out that it's against the Chasam Sofer, because the Chasam Sofer himself said, no, it's better to be Yotzei with Kiddush. Yotzei the Daraisa with the Kiddush, because that's the Iker Takana that Chachamim wanted. Came to do Chazal Kiddush on Yom Magusun, came call me Shir Desh Yishlo Yom Sun, Mechavim Vaso Shalolot says. So, in other words, since the Chachamim said this is Kiddush, so then you should be Yotzei the Daraisa with the way the Chachamim said to do it, Al Ayayin. And not, so there's a good point there. It's interesting that Maram Shik is saying something different than his Rebbe. Yeah.
What would Rebbe say to do Lamaisa?
Lamaisa?
It's a million shikas both ways.
So what do you think?
Just daven regularly and not think about it.
Right.
It's like Cheval does it.
Yeah. I mean, the Marbashik is very sharp, but I don't know if it's the Pashtus. Pashtus is like where Chachamim Masaki. How to do the Daraisa, so you go with the Chachamim. Even though, and then you avoid all this whole problems of how the women are Yotzei, and you know. The question is, should you dafka have negative Kavanah? Not to be Yotzei Kiddush. You have to be a Lamdan. Most people don't know this whole Shiloh. They're not thinking, yes, Kiddush, no Kiddush. They're thinking, davening. Okay. Then the tzlach, we said 24. So what does it mean, lo zachisi? So let's see what the Rambam writes. In the Perush Mishnayos. Yeah. says, Avo Bishop Shadalgli was Chabarti Lachey, a Chochmalo, Zachisla Das, Haremen, Shadirmas, Makosu, Bechiu, Kriyas, Parshas, Tzitzis, Balayla. I didn't know where the Remez is. Where is that you should say Yetzias Mitzrayim at night? But the Bar Tanura says a different shot. Let's look at the Tzlach, he quotes this. Yeah, it says, "Different parish mission." First, he says that he points out that usually the Rambam of the parish Mishnayos always tells you who he paskin like. Because the machlokas in the Mishnah about something, and then he'll always say halacha is like, and here he doesn't. So he says that maybe there's no machlokas. Everyone agrees, maskirim yetzias mitzrayim b'lailos. See, the Bar Tanura learns lo zechisi means lo. I wasn't lo nitzach lo shun detzuach. So that's mashma. That's a machlokas. Shaloya yochel l'ratzech, but maybe the Rambam disagrees with that. Loshon zchus shelo zochel adas haremes. The chisi means I didn't have the zchus to know where the remes is. Everyone does it. You're supposed to do it, but where? What's the source? What's the remes? That I don't know. But according to the Bar Tanura, those achisi means I never won. There was, we're arguing. We had a machlokas whether you should do it. And I never won the argument until Ben Zoma came along. But according to the Rambam, it's not a question of an argument. The question is, everyone does it. It's not a machlokas. The question is, where is the remez for that? Well, those achisi to know where the remez is. So it's a machlokas between the Bar Tanura and the Rambam. How do you learn pshat? Lo zochisi means I didn't have the zchus to find the Rambam, or lo zochisi means I didn't win the argument. So that was the but the Rambam doesn't, especially according to Rambam, everyone agrees that you must kirim b'leilos. But the Rambam doesn't quote it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs as one of the mitzvahs. So Tzlach says very well. That's why the Rambam doesn't have to say who the halacha is, because everyone agrees that maskir yetzias mitzrayim b'leilo. So the only question is, well, is there a remez, a non-remez, whatever. But so that he doesn't have to say who the halacha is, because there's no machlokas in halacha. How come, the Tzlach asks, that the Rambam doesn't mention in the Sefer HaMitzvahs? He mentions the Mishnah Torah, the Kriya Shema, the three parshas. He mentions the mitzvah of, well, Pesach. But he misses Chiyus Yetzias Mitzrayim Chol Yom. He doesn't mention. So Rav Shechter says over Rav Salvation from Rav Chaim that that's included in the mitzvah of Kriyashma. That's included in the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Tzlach says it's not mentioned in Loshen Tzivoy. Okay, the Chesiv Mon Tizkor, Sinus Tamil Mak, Chesiv Elmi, the Mitzvah, Chesiv Pesach, Chesiv Matzah. So he says, so that's his kasha. How come the Rambam, fakir, the Rambam is the one who says that it's a mitzvah the whole year, every night. So he doesn't know why did they mention it. Sadi Libi Ludovic Aradronomy, the Yafa Kivna Shalomonu Mitzvah Zub, the meaning of Mitzvah Kiv Shalomonemra Mitzvah Zub, the Lashon Tzivot. The Vayak Siv Zohar Siom Tseischa, and the Lashon Tzivot, I said, Nechshev is Mitzvah Latzma, while Kevin Dixiv Luman Tizkor is Adwelkai, the Sias Tam Luman Dixiv El, Mitzvah Achilas Pesach Achilas Matzah, and that's how Dan Shreem does that. Matis Kors Yom Tzeischa. Rav Shembele, I'm going to show you what I'm calling Mecha Hei Mitzvah. That's what he said.
The Torah always uses Lashon Atida Tzivui, like Timcha Zecher Amalek. Timcha is Lashon Atida. Always used.
No, but that's a Lashon Tzivoy. Timcha Zecher Amalek.
No, that's just an atid. The Torah uses an atid as a tzivoy. There's four types of Lashonos the Torah uses. With a Vav HaHibuk, with an Avar, or an absolute infinitive, like Zachor, as opposed to Zachor, or the atid. Just the atid itself is a Lashon Tzivoy. The Torah uses it.
Yeah.
That's all the time.
So he wants to say it's not a Lashon Tzivoy, but it's a mitzvah because the whole idea is you're eating matzah mara until you can remember it every day of your life. But it never said it as a separate tzivoy. It's you eat Pesach, but it's linked to the Achilas Pesach matzah, the mitzvah of every night, the Montiskor.
Excuse me, Rabbi?
Yeah.
It appears to me maybe the Tzlach is pointing at a different kasha. If you look at the Mishneh Torah, the heading that says Hilchos Krishma, under it, Rambam says Mitzvahs Ase Achas. It's only one mitzvah. Vilikros Krishma Pami Bayom. And then if you look at Halacha Gimel, he says you have two mitzvahs.
Right.
So right there, you have a contradiction between the heading, Mitzvahs Ase Achas, and in Halacha Gimel, you got Kriya Shalosh Parshios, and he said there's two mitzvahs there.
What does he write and read it to me?
The Tzlach saying like this, two, three, four, five, six, eight lines, Belefize Kashidim V'divrei HaRambam, Shekasa B'tchilas Hilchos Krishma Shu Mitzvah Achas.
Right.
That's the heading of the chapter.
Right.
The way is, ובהלכה גימל כסף, בקריאה שלוש פרשיות על הללו, היא נקראת קרישמה, ואם כן, יש כאן שתי מצוות. מצוות קריש פרשיות שמה, והיהם שמות.
Right.
So it looks like the contradiction is within the Rambam, within the Yad HaChazaka, where the heading says there's only one mitzvah, and in Halacha Gimel says it's two mitzvahs.
Maybe. Because he writes, what's his Lashon? Read Halacha Gimel?
Yeah, I don't have it here. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. I have to pull it out.
It's okay. Okay. Okay, so we did, we're up to 26. Okay. 27 is already in the next Indian, so we'll next packet. So we'll stop here now. Let me say hello to everybody. So again, I want to encourage everyone to do Chazara on a daily basis. Like we do 10, 12 questions a day, go over them so you'll... Okay, good morning, Akiva, and Moshe Carroll, and Ezra Hagler, and Nathan Bauer, and Avichai Samoa, Kenneth Book, and of Yosef Katan, and Yitzchak White, and Ari Aaron, and Avram Levitt, and Binyamin Aberman, Michael Belloli, Josh Mogorski, Shai Younger, Yehuda Bari, and Ferrari, Jacob Silberger, Ezra Hagler, Yehuda Shitris, and Harav Avigdor Felder. Okay, it's good to see you all. So again, I strongly encourage everyone to just every day, you know, before Shir, after Shir, just chazer over and look back in the packet so you'll know where everything is. Okay?
Rabbi, are we having any kind of special thing for Lag BaOmer?
Are we going to have anything for Lag BaOmer? That's an excellent
question. Like a Lag BaOmer packet?
That's an excellent question. I don't know the answer yet, but okay, I thank you for giving me a thought.
Simon, could someone take a shave already Thursday afternoon for Lag BaOmer?
Yes.
For Shabbos?
Yeah, it's a question.